Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Wagner Dos Santos, and this is Wagner Live Insights. Today, we'll be discussing the value in businesses offering free Wi-Fi to their customers. Now, there are many benefits to doing so, but some may not seem as obvious as you may think. Well, let's get ready because we're going to unpack that and more right now.
This is Wagner Live. If it's going on in business, he's talking about it. Real, raw, and direct. Let's do it. This is Wagner Live, and this is Wagner Dos Santos.
When a customer connects to a store's network, the shopper first agrees to a terms of service stating that the store can track the website the customer visits. That's number one. That's some people may or may not think of it. I would say that most people will agree and say that, well, I'm offering Wi-Fi to my customers as a courtesy so that they can surf the web and maybe not have so much data usage from their cell phones, what have you. But to simplify it, they see it as a courtesy because everybody is seeking Wi-Fi. Everybody has mobile devices, right? Everybody can agree on that. The next level would be that we want to do that. Plus, from a retailer's standpoint, you know, we want to engage with their shopping experience. So, and then as we get deeper, as we will in this program, I think some of the ideas have been explored by some of the big box stores, but some of the smaller retailers and businesses may not have thought of it. So I want to unpack some of that for you. And so the very first is that giving free Wi-Fi from a retailer or business standpoint is an opportunity for you to not just give them access to the Wi-Fi, but have them go through a portal, a web page, a landing page rather. And in that, they agree to the terms of service. And by doing so, guess what? The retailer can add cookies to your browsers and track the websites that the customer visits apart from the retailer or the business so that that data can be used so that they can offer you personalized coupons, merchandise, promotions, and all that kind of stuff. So if you ever wonder if you've signed in for free Wi-Fi at a Target or, I don't know, maybe at a Starbucks or any other company, you will probably notice that maybe you didn't notice that it was tied to it, that you were receiving some related advertising. Well, that's how they received your data. Now, customers that regularly use the Wi-Fi network to search for a specialty food item. Wow, I got to spit that out. Searching for a food item, for instance, that could signal that the store should start stocking that item. Grocery stores, for example, they've used loyalty programs to track individuals' shopping habits for years. Now, having a Wi-Fi network is another way to track consumer behavior that can be stored in the loyalty program database. Now, a connected store that is connected with a hotspot Wi-Fi can bridge the gap between the physical and digital domains. For example, retailers can create a two-way conversation between a store's website visitor and the retailer's in-store personnel. And this would allow the salesperson to provide perhaps an in-store-like experience to the website visitor using a live video stream over Wi-Fi. How about that? And retailers can also use video analytics and WLAN traffic analysis to understand footfall, optimize store layouts, and improve security. Those are just a start of some of the benefits. Also, once a consumer has logged onto the network, the software should remember the user and automatically log that person in on their next visit. By doing so, the customer You know, when they use the mobile app, the app should automatically connect the user to the store's wireless network without requiring a complex setup. These are some of the things that you might think would be obvious, but they're not so obvious when planning a Wi-Fi Wi-Fi availability to clients, to really determine, much like anything else, what the strategic plan is behind offering that kind of Wi-Fi. Now, some of the retailers have been testing smart fitting room mirrors, and you might have seen some commercials or some videos on YouTube with these cool smart fitting room mirrors. Some of them, I think, have been produced or prototyped by Cisco, if I'm not mistaken, and it can show you what you'd look like in the same outfit in different colors. It can also recommend complementary products to increase basket size. Other retailers are testing how a connected fitting room that senses those RFID tags in clothing, right? The ones that sound the alarm, that can be used to improve sales and the customer experience. For example, the screen in the fitting room can alert the customer if there are other sizes or colors of the item in stock, request items from the store clerk, or even order an item from the fitting room. Still, other retailers are using beacons and mobile apps to help route customers through the store and also provide customized promotions and deliver additional product information. Some of the other examples that we've seen retailers and other businesses be able to use the Wi-Fi network to have a live dialogue, and I'm not just talking about live video, but to have kind of a concierge, if you will, through the experience. So much like you would see on a website with chatbots and such, where they are through the journey of the customer, and because of beacons that are in different parts of the store, able to tell, much like my fitting room example, where they are in the store, and maybe make some wardrobe suggestions and query that customer. And I'm using clothing. It seems like a very obvious example, but there's so many other that could be, you know, tech, gaming, so many different businesses that this can apply to, and being able to customize that experience, but more importantly, personalize that experience for the customer so that you are following their journey and helping them along the way. I would also make a point that we've heard so much about brick and mortar, traditional retail stores suffering, and I've talked about this in my program last week, I believe, suffering the Amazon effect. And that essentially is the notion that companies like Amazon are dominating retail and bringing what used to be sold through brick and mortar into the online space. However, there are a lot of studies that prove that brick and mortar still has a place in retail. It just needs to evolve, just like anything else in business and in life. You either grow and evolve or you die. You need to keep up with trends, and trends are moving more toward a personalized experience, the ability to have options, to be able to order online if you can, but also be able to go into a store and touch and feel. And imagine if more stores and businesses were now adopting the Wi-Fi triggered or complemented journey, so that you're allowing that access, but at the same time, you know, you've given them access to your Wi-Fi, and that's a courtesy, and that's great. Now you're taking data from them. Well, that's maybe payback for the freebie, but then you're giving something back again to them by being able to follow their journey and make good recommendations for them. So those are just some of the many examples, and I'm really excited to see where where technology is going with respect to beacons, beacon technology, geolocation devices, and also we can't forget augmented reality and VR. All of these are becoming instrumental not only for games and for other activities, but really for commerce. And as we head into 2018 and everybody's going to be filling you up with predictions here and there, I don't believe that I'm prepared or certified to give you true predictions. But if I were to predict anything, I would say next year and the next few years to come, we're going to see a much more connected retail space and business space. And those businesses are going to connect with the new Generation Z audience, and it'll be interesting to see how that evolves. So if you have any questions and you want to talk a little bit more about the subject of this program, as always, you can use hashtag Wagner Live, and you can use that on pretty much any platform, or you can always email me directly too, which is wagner@wagner.live. So that's our show for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and be sure to catch Wagner Live Midweek Update tomorrow, Wednesday, November, 29th, and 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time and 3:30 p.m. Pacific. But if you can't make the live show, that's okay. It is, because you can always catch the podcast on your favorite app or the video replay on YouTube. Until then, this is Wagner. Signing off.
You've been listening to Wagner Live. Wagner is an advertising agency executive, and it's his passion to talk about business without the fluff and blowing smoke. Having owned and operated several different businesses since the age of 17, and with 20 years of experience in advertising and marketing, he may be just a tad bit qualified. We hope you enjoyed the show. Catch him on social media at Wagner Live and hit the website at wagner.live. We'll see you again next week.